From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Monday, May 8th. Coming up, we hear a conversation with one of the social workers in the University of Illinois' expanding mental health and policing program. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Contract talks between the administration and faculty members at Western Illinois University are sounding positive so far. But Rich Egger tells us the two sides still have a long way to go.
The two sides have been meeting regularly since October, and union chief negotiator Patrick McGinty says the talks have been productive.
The conversations are moving forward, and there's no reason to think that there wouldn't be ongoing conversations over the course of the summer.
He says both the faculty and the administration are concerned about improving student retention and enhancing the student experience. Russ Morgan is the chief negotiator for the administration. He also says the talks have been productive. The two sides started out by working on non-economic proposals, which proved to be a good strategy.
And we actually agreed to, I think we have about eight, nine pages of tentative agreements completed already at this point.
However, the two sides remain far apart on money. The union asked for a three-year contract with an 8% raise in year one and 6% raises in each of the next 2 years. The administration proposed a six-year contract with a 0.5% raise in year one and 1% in year two, with salary reopeners for the final 4 years. The current contract expires at the end of June. Rich Egger reporting.
Whether it's an air freshener or a Catholic rosary, soon it may no longer be illegal in Illinois to hang objects from your rearview mirror. State lawmakers passed a measure last week that would end the ban, mainly because they say law enforcement has used hanging objects as a pretext for pulling over motorists. Democratic state sponsor Christopher Belt says this often leads to racial profiling of black drivers.
People can be stopped or could be stopped because of a placard, purely on the basis of what the police department or police officer feels.
Republican Senator Steve McClure, however, argued that obstructing the mirror can lead to accidents.
What is the leading cause of those people getting hit, pedestrians and people that are on bicycles? The answer is a slightly obstructed view.
The bill now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for final approval. OSF Healthcare has signed a letter of intent to allow them to acquire the beleaguered St. Margaret's Hospital in Peru. The hospital closed on short notice in late January, leaving employees and the community bereft of healthcare options, particularly obstetric services. Mayor of Peru, Ken Kowalski, is cautiously optimistic.
We don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, like this is going to be opening up next month or anything like that. But it is definitely a positive step forward for Peru and the Illinois Valley region.
An OSF healthcare spokesperson says the healthcare system plans to restore emergency services and some inpatient services to the hospital, but they're still assessing the specific needs. Many businesses are still trying to recover from the effects of COVID-19. An Illinois statewide grant will give some of those businesses a boost. Yvonne Boos has more.
Casey Smith is the Director of Programs at Arts Alliance Illinois. The statewide advocacy organization works to get more funds for the arts and culture sector. Last year, they were able to get $50 million.
Which was a huge, huge win, a huge historic win. And now that money is being made available by the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity for creative nonprofits, businesses, and sole proprietors.
Smith says this Back to Business grant is meant to help those who've experienced a loss of at least $5,000 in either 2020 or 2021 due to COVID-19. There is a help desk that guides applicants through the application process. The deadline to apply is May 10th at 11:59 p.m. More information can be found at artsalliance.org. I'm Yvonne Booz.
Still to come, the University of Illinois is expanding its program for dealing with mental health crises. A conversation with one of the social workers on the team is coming up next on 217 Today.
One of the greatest novels in the English language comes to masterpiece in an adaptation of Henry Fielding's Tom Jones. Solly McLeod stars as Tom, with Sophie Wilde as Sophia, the beautiful heiress and object of his infatuation. This stellar cast brings mid-18th century England to life in all of its passion, luxury, and loose morals. You can stream every episode now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. The University of Illinois is expanding its Response Evaluation and Crisis Help Team, or REACH. The program pairs social workers with police officers to address mental health-related crisis calls to 911 in the local community. Alyssa Eaton of the Illinois Student Newsroom sat down with Amanda Goodwin, a social worker on the REACH team, to discuss the program.
Could you describe what the REACH program is and what prompted it?
Yeah, so the REACH program stands for Response Evaluation and Crisis Help. And so this program came about kind of just with the need of the community. So a lot of folks, you know, wanted to see social workers going to mental health calls. So if somebody is going through a mental health crisis, we can go on scene and we can assess. We look a little softer than a police officer. We conduct our assessments to see kind of what's needed, assessments that the police officers can't. So they're trained to a certain level. They are trained crisis intervention team training, or CIT, but we are just further trained. So we have those special skills of, you know, building a rapport with somebody and just being able to talk more openly in a non-judgmental way, you know, that maybe police officers just don't have those skills. So that's kind of why we were partnered with officers, since there is an increase in mental health calls in previous years.
Could you describe a success story that came from the REACH program?
Myself and my partner, Mike Mitru, we went on a check welfare, which is a typical call that we go on. It can be called in by the person that is in need of the welfare check, or it can be called in by somebody else. And so we went to check on this individual, and they were going through a crisis. And so there was honestly a lot of unknowns walking into it, and that's kind of what me and Mike face all the time, is unknowns of what's going to happen. But having Mike make the first connection, making sure everything's safe, and then bringing me in. So it allowed me to come in and build that rapport with that person. I was able to do my assessments and decide that, you know, this person was not safe to be by themselves. And so we kind of had to brainstorm on the spot. How can we best assist this person without traumatizing them? Because the emergency department, that's not for everybody. That's not for every situation. Me and Mike were able to work together and figure out a solution. And so we utilized another resource in the community. So we were able to get them a spot in kind of like a step down from the emergency department setting. And that's more what they needed. It was a longer term, but they were able to, you know, get the help they needed. And then, you know, one other thing that during this call that really, you know, sealed the deal and shows the whole program is we were able to utilize our canine therapy, Rosie, and just soften that. So it allows a calming approach. So that's, I think, the biggest success story we've had. So it shows you kind of as a whole, the REACH program and, you know, the positives that we can really help in someone's life.
What would you say to some of the people who are skeptical to this program?
You might see the worst of the worst in the media, right? And so the community might be pushing for just social workers to go on these calls. And in reality, that would make, you know, probably a situation worse, where it might put the social worker in danger, and we wouldn't want to do that. So just it allows a protection, a safety net that a social worker generally doesn't have in other fields. I can, you know, look to my partner, Officer Mitru. I can look at him and we know our cues, and he knows if I'm feeling uncomfortable and he can jump in. So, you know, it just allows a comfort on my level as well. And I think it allows a comfort for the other person too.
That was REACH social worker Amanda Goodwin speaking with student journalist Alyssa Eden. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says that today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting for today contributed by Rich Egger, Mawa Iqbal, Isabella Nieto, Yvonne Boos, and Alyssa Eaton. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.